Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev. I'm here with my good friend Anthony D. Belcher, aka Doughboy 253.
Yes, don't talk to me directly in my face. Talk to my assistant. Ask her what time it is. In 3 to 5 days, I'll get back and let you know what time it was.
Maybe you'll get back to her in 2, 5, or 3 days.
Either you or, know, you never know.
Because you want her too home. Anyway, we're doing a dual hosted Dear Kev today. As always, you always remain anonymous. You can submit your questions to dearkev@kevonstage.com. Everyone, send those questions in.
If you and I'm going to be here. Giving my best advice. I'm going to tell
the
you. The best worst advice. I'm
going to
get
that,
at these things.
First question.
Okay.
Are you ready, though?
Come on. I was born ready. I was already off fish and spaghetti.
Dear Kev and Doe, I have several problems, but I only share one at a time. 10 years ago, I was given herpes.
Oof.
I want to call them sex pox, by my high school boyfriend. I told him when I finally worked up the nerve to talk about it years later, he blocked me from social media. Since then, I've learned a lot about this disease, and I learned that I can give it to someone during an outbreak or shedding. I've had other partners since, protected and unprotected, and none have contracted it. I feel comfortable with my sexuality due to the medications I've been prescribed to avoid giving it to my partners, but I'm terrified of having the conversation. How would you like to hear that your partner has herpes? Serious and funny answers encouraged. I'm pretty bubbly and open person, so it's not out of my nature to lighten the mood for such a heavy topic. Side note, I have two friends who also have herpes and have gone on to tell their partners, one right before sex, and they both did not care. One is now married with a freaking child. They're also white, and I just think black people are more stigmatized about these things. Please help, sign not so bumpy V. Can
okay.
I take this one first?
You go ahead and take this one first.
Here's how you tell it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bump on the box, just a little bump on the box. Gotta put some cream on the box. Don't want to be lazy. You gotta go with Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
Just got a little bump on the box.
You know, that does, yes.
You know, in mid-conversation, hey, how did you like the photograph? Oh, I liked it. You know, I kind of got herpes.
Wait, what?
Just casual. Matter of fact, ask a question totally and completely unrelated. Hey, what's your favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch.
I have herpes.
But more like Captain Bump.
Take the stigma out of it.
I like that.
I didn't even know that it was only not contaminated. What's the word when you can get a sick, when I sneeze?
Active?
Contagious.
Contagious.
During shedding.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, the Valtrex commercial, I thought it was you were going to give it to the horse. I was like, yo, check the horse's back.
Set the horse is like.
I don't know what the horse is going through right now, but I say let's take the stig out of the herp. You got a little pox on the box. Who among us doesn't have herpes?
I actually have a whole
lot. I among us.
I actually have a different approach on this.
Okay.
I have the perfect words that you should use to tell somebody that you got herpes. This is exactly what you say. Nothing. Don't say anything. You don't tell anybody. You just show up.
No, you cannot.
You don't say nothing. That's a no ass, no tell. Now, of course, you don't just give it out to people haphazardly. So you don't want to be
haphazardly.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that ain't nobody's business. As long as you ain't spreading, man, you got to just keep that on the low. And then if it does spill over, be like, what? Herpes? You must have gave it to me. Like, that's how you got to turn it around. Like, people got to be safe. They should be protecting themselves anyway. I can't save you from yourself. If you out here swimming in that water, you got to know that there's sharks out there, and some of them are called herpes. Herpy head, not a hammerhead shark, a herpy head shark is out there, and it just exists. So just don't tell nobody nothing. Just act stupid.
That was even worse than my worst advice.
You don't say nothing.
You have to tell
Keep
them.
Keep your mouth shut.
You have to disclose the clothes.
You got the
herp situation.
Nah, man.
Hey, man, you remember the guy on Jersey Shore, the situation? I got my own situation. Called herpes.
More like herpes shore.
What?
Jersey Shore, herpes shore? Listen, man, I'm just saying, I'm not promoting giving it to people because that's the gift that keeps on giving. You don't want to do that, but at the end of the day, if you're not sitting, I mean, they should be protecting themselves anyway. And sometimes this is a good lesson to learn. And sometimes you got to teach some people with tough love.
No. Just
the bumps.
Tell them on the first date.
No, because you're not going to get a second date.
Who cares? At least you be open and honest. You go out to dinner, hey.
You're going to be like open and honest and alone.
No. Just be open about it. Hey, we're going to have some appetizers. What would you like? Some wings. I have herpes, and I'll take the spinach dip. I'm sorry, what? Spinach dip. Before that, wings. After that, spinach dip. What? No, in between, no. In between these is herpes.
Connect the dots, and by dots, I mean the bumps. No, I just say just keep it to yourself until, because people should be practicing safe sex anyway. So if you're dealing with a responsible person, they're going to be protecting themselves.
I got it, though. I got the perfect solution.
What?
Everybody likes good nudes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you're shedding.
No.
Hey, you want some nudes? Yes, of course. Bump. What? What's that thing?
It's herpes. A whole thing.
But it's 1% chance of contagion. Right now, it is contagious, so stay away or use protection. I'm
so
not sure.
So this is the worst case scenario?
Send herpes-infested nudes. Be on the up and up. Because a man probably would be like...
More on the bump and bump.
A man will probably just Photoshop them bumps out and be like, this is what it could look like.
You know what the most telling part about that whole email was? She said that she would tell people, they'd be like, I don't care, I still want it. How bad do you want the sex? Just bumps be damned. I'm going to do it anyway.
Can you imagine? You're about to go right away before you put it in.
I don't have many deal breakers, but a herpes would be one.
So Banana Coochie in Amsterdam?
I'm doing that. But herpes, draw the line. So, yeah.
Herpes is where I draw.
Keep it to yourself is what
I'm
saying.
Tell him early. When they swipe right on your Tinder, then be like, oh, yeah, by the way, herpes. What? I have it. Do you still love me? Marry me now.
At once.
Marry me at once. Bumps included. Next question.
Let's go.
Dear Kev, I don't even know where to start. I'm 24 and I've had at least 16 sexual partners, both male and female, from different states. I chose the females just in case they knew something the males didn't. Not a single person has been able to get me there. 2 years ago, I gave up and decided my sex toy and I are going to live together happily ever after until I die. However, a year into this decision, I met a really great guy. Luckily, both met at church, got saved together, and decided to wait until marriage. The only problem is I've described what my sex toy is, and he says once we get married, I have to let it go. I'm not going to lie. It's a very unique toy. It's a person, a full-grown doll, a transgender doll with boobs and a penis, but no head, though, because that would be weird. Well.
Oh, well, that, as long as we know what's making it weird.
I understand that he's uncomfortable with it, especially because it doesn't really align with our religious beliefs. However, I keep thinking, what if this performance doesn't do it for me? It's the only thing that he's ever done it for me. Plus, it's expensive. Set me back $2,000 when I was working a regular minimum wage job.
Whoa.
Two bands?
How important was this toy?
Very important. Rent? No. Dog? Yes. Is this a reasonable attachment or should I let it go? Or should I let him go and find someone who is okay with it? He's an incredible man, but I'm not desperate. Please help. Sincerely, odd sex toy girl.
Okay.
You can take this one.
Okay, please. I actually have. This is actually a very, very simple thing that you're going to have to do. And this is, I don't even know why you even had to, you know, send an email to learn this. You should have known this. All I'm going to need you to do is just spend about another $270, or you don't even have to, on a color printer so you can print out a copy of your boyfriend's face and stick it on the machine. I mean, you've already spent your $2,000. You like the guy. You think that he's cute. You don't want to deal with him. He's probably going to have all type of issues. You know, guys be cheating. Some guys be coming home with herpes. You ain't going to get herpes from this toy. So put the face on there because you're already attracted to the man. And then you can put it on the schlong thing that you already like and live happily ever after until it goes out of commission. And then everybody wins. So you can like, have your cake and eat it too. I never understood when people say, oh, you want to have your cake and eat it too. What else would be the purpose of cake?
Well, I had that thing too. If you have your cake, you can't eat it. Because if you eat it, then you don't have the cake.
Because it was all, okay, that's another conversation.
You get it though,
no,
right?
No, I do not. That's
you
stupid.
You can't have your cake and just like, oh, here's my cake, I have it, and eat it.
But the
because
only purpose
you eat
want,
it, you don't have it no more.
But now
it's
you
gone.
Have it, it's here. It
no, was, but then you poop out your butt, now
that's
it's
what
gone.
That meant?
Mm-hmm. Hold so you on. Can either have your cake or you can eat it, but you can't do both. But
you we'll revisit this conversation.
Boobs and balls on a doll, you can do. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Doe. You got the best of both worlds. You're like, hey, man, you don't want me? Fine. Hold still.
And then you can even get like some voice notes of the guy, you know what I'm saying? Like record sex and then program it into your toy thing so you can even hear the guy.
And then you don't have to deal with him forgetting your birthday. Oh, and my God. Oh,
leaving the toilet seat up.
Yeah, you think the sex doll's going to leave the toilet seat up? Sex doll knows it's, what's in way, doesn't even have working arms.
Do you have a warranty on the sex doll, though? That's what I'm thinking about.
$2,000, though?
And I am going to have to talk to you about your priorities in life. Like, if you're making minimum wage, and there's nothing wrong with making minimum wage, but $2,000 is going to be a lot of minimums in wages, so I just think that there are other things that...
All this shows me is some people can, when you really want to, you can budget and focus.
You got
to
have it.
She was looking at that sex doll like, don't you worry, I'm 1,700 paychecks away from getting you.
So she's probably just sitting there looking at groceries. Pooey, I got to put down $32 on this guy. So, yeah, you just get a picture and put it on his face, and then you're good to go.
I mean, you imagine, like, you have the sex toy in your bed. Forget the boyfriend. You got a sex toy. You're going to sleep great.
You're going to sleep amazing.
Especially if you have a purple mattress. Because in addition to sex toys, a mattress is really what you need. You think the doll's going to put you out. That bed with the purple mattress is going to put you down for the night.
Okay.
Sleep's important. The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life. Better sleep, better you. That's why you need a purple mattress. I just flew back from Chicago this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sheer exhaustion. It is 6:39 as we shoot this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep on my purple mattress as soon as I get home. Boom. I got a meeting tomorrow, very important. I've got another shoot tomorrow, and the only reason I'm going to be able to be at my best is because I'm going to be sleeping on a purple mattress tonight. The purple mattress will feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses a brand new material that was developed by actual rocket scientists.
Mm.
It is not like the memory foam I'm used to. The purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling very comfortable, plus it's breathable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you a zero-gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Right now, my listeners can get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return the mattress for a full refund. It's backed by a 10-year warranty, and you get free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. Once again, that's DEAR to 84888. Message and data rates apply.
Do you like saying data or data?
Data.
Data.
Smooth alligator. Next question. Are you ready, though?
Let's talk about it, Kevin.
Dear Kev, there's a cutie of a man I'm interested in, but we're worlds apart. I still want to shoot my shot, which is beyond what I usually do. I just want to know how to get his attention. Can you help, Kev? How do I go about getting Josh's attention? Or is this completely the wrong way to go? I know it's a reach, but hey, thank you for giving the patron one more Joshy Guns. So.
That's a real thing? I thought you were just kidding.
Nope.
She wants to get Josh's?
Yes, Josh made his appearance on the last episode.
Oh my God, he's blushing. Look at him, he's turning red. This is adorable. Ah, wow.
It's a black woman.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
Instagram is there, Josh.
I got it. That is crazy. Well, let me just tell you this. Josh is a very sentimental
He's
man.
He's a loose man.
He's a very sentimental man.
You send him nudes immediately.
His feelings.
Flood his email, his Instagram with pictures of your butt.
Absolutely.
You in not lingerie. He's a big fan of the Savage Fenty rollout.
Mm-hmm.
We opening up this DM.
He loves big girls.
I got him, though.
The bigger, the better. Send mm-hmm. him boobs and butt.
Butt.
And he might give you some chimichanga in your hoota
ha. Ha.
Oh, this is a different girl.
Hey, man. So listen, this is what you got to do. With Josh, he's like a sentimental guy, so you got to crack his interior, okay? Now, Josh has a car that he loves, okay? He really, really loves his car. What I want you to do is open up your home, take his car into your home, wash it in your sink. You understand? Like,
Josh
that's going to really...
Josh has a Mini Cooper, if you don't know.
So you wash that car for him in your sink, and then you send it out to the world. God's going to be all clean. He'll probably do some donuts in your living room, like... And then he'll drive out of there, and then he will have your heart in the passenger seat with him. He'll be like, beep, beep, and then he'll drive out the front door. So with Josh, I think... the small car jokes never get old.
So funny.
Put
on your seatbelt. Put the seatbelt on Josh's car. Give me my car, right?
But no, in all seriousness, I would think to get Josh's attention... He's a music guy. Put together a playlist for Josh.
Of you singing.
Of you singing.
Let's get it on.
That Josh! Will get Josh's heart. Because he's a musical guy. So I would just say dedicate maybe 3 or 4 songs to him. Send it to him. Because he'll listen because he's a music guy. He can't resist. And then he'll be like, oh, man. Then he'll like put together his thoughts about who you are as a person.
And then send pictures of your butt.
If that don't cut it.
Bust it over for
it,
a guns one time.
Yeah.
Bust it, baby.
Because he is only a man. He be trying to act cool and all holier than thou. But you send him them right selfies, he going to pull up.
To be honest, we have no idea how women get to Josh. Absolutely. I don't know. They go to music festivals. They meet at record store when they're thumbing through old vinyls and 45s. I don't know. What does this guy do?
He be
do?
Putting together time lapses. This is a whole
just a ridiculous thing.
Like,
he's an enigma outside of the office. All I know is that he lives in Camarillo. Now,
talk to him about like the new drone. Like, he'll be like, what?
It flies at 37 nautical miles. Imagine the frames we can pick up. Oh, and I know how to record sound live with the microphone. Oh, you do? Mm-hmm.
Girls be
megahertz.
Girls be sending him news, but it'd be stuff out of like tech magazines. Like, is that a new mic stand? Oh god, oh it's so hot. Oh yeah. She said it with a dual locks wire. She's a keeper. he's a geek is what I'm trying to tell you. So woo him in that way.
Less Victoria's Secret, more Guitarson.
Absolutely.
What's your equipment look like? Like my boob? I don't know. Like, do you have subwoofers or
like you got a nice rack? Like what? My boob? Like no. Like a rack so I can set up so I can a camera rack.
If I can hang lights from the rack. But you don't want my boob? No. Why would I want that? I need new lights. We have no idea.
Fun at Josh's expense.
I was so happy we got to do that one.
Thanks, man.
I saw that email and I was like, immediate answer. Okay. Next question, though.
Let's talk about it, Kev.
Dear Kev, I've been with my wife for a year now. My new job caused our schedules to line up and now we spend more time together. Now I get no free time to watch my two little weekly TV shows. She hates every show that I watch because they're not realistic enough. I sat through every romantic comedy on Netflix for her, but she can't stand a 30-minute episode of The Mandalorian for me. I would go to another room and watch TV alone, but she hates being separated from me. How do I get some TV time? I've been dodging spoilers for weeks. P.S. She made me watch the Harriet Tubman movie when I wanted to see Terminator in theaters. I hate it here. It's funny because the question starts off with me and my wife. We spend more time together. It sucks. I like where our schedules are different. Listen.
What you got for him, Kev? What you got?
A
off
Mandalorian
the
or a woman? Get her out of here.
Divorce?
Did you see The Mandalorian? This show was amazing. Me and Josh figured out VPNs to watch The Mandalorian on the dark web in Japan. You think we're going to figure out VPNs for a woman? Absolutely not. Get her out of here. TV is much more important. You spend way more time watching TV than you do in the throes of passion.
True.
Disney Plus, you haven't even seen how The Mandalorian ends yet?
Nah, see.
And you're still married?
But see, that's the thing. By the way, that is a noble idea.
You need to say bye, bye, bye.
Well, I do think that is a great idea, and I'm always about dipping out. I've been trying to learn how to stay. And I've been trying to learn how to work things out. So I'm going to give you a secret from the Doughboy Rolodex. New nickname alert, Rododex.
Dolorex.
Dolorex.
Dolodex.
Okay, this is all you got to do.
Dolodex.
Dolodex. Dolodex.
Okay, you sound like you're just learning how to speak English.
Okay. I got two words for you that's going to change your whole situation. Bathroom. That's all you need is the bathroom. I go in the bathroom a lot of times. I don't even be pooping, Kev. I just sit there. I scroll, and it's just quiet, and it is a door separating me from my woman, Tony, whom I love. But all you got to do, and I mean, when you go in there to get, you know, get your shower and stuff, you get in the shower, you do your little 5 or 6 minutes, but then you sit back on the toilet, and you watch your show.
This is great advice, by the way.
You sit in the bathroom. No one will bother you. And if you say, hey, I don't know, I ate, it's a whole thing. Then she'll like feel bad and she won't come talking to you. Yeah. And then you'll have a reprise and a whole perfect
reprieve.
Getaway from your woman.
Reprieve.
Reprieve is what I meant.
One word, lie. Go to the gym. Hey, I'm going to be on the treadmill. Actually, the treadmill is a great place to catch up on shows.
Yeah, until it's like 3 months and there ain't no results.
Ah, that's a good point. My wife's probably on to you.
Like, you're 15 pounds heavier. What are you doing?
Just get in shape so you can watch your show. Go to the doctor. Fake the thing. I got high blood pressure. I got to go to the doctor. He says it's mandated. I have to go by myself. Don't join the gym with me. He said it's going to mess up my cholesterol if you join with me. And then be on the treadmill watching. Or take Doughboy's thing. Put your phone in a bag. Bluetooth. There's wireless and waterproof Bluetooth headphones.
Or one more word for you. Car mount.
Oh,
mount your stuff and watch it at while you're in traffic. It's a whole thing. I mean, sometimes you got to pay attention to the road too. That's cool.
You'll live.
Yeah,
but you'll have Teslas. It's a whole thing.
But yes.
So lie to your wife or leave her or doodle a little bit.
But do not give up your shows.
No, man.
Nah, man.
You know how many men are in committed relationships who are lying about shows they want to see that their wife wants to see?
Absolutely.
And you
got to
scroll back. You know, one of the best reasons I have, all these people have my Netflix, she never knows what I watch and who else watched what.
Come on, man. It's like money laundering, but with Netflix. Title laundering.
All right, next all right, question.
Man. What's up?
This
what
is,
you got?
This is terrible.
This is fun, man.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me scroll through since I deleted this twice.
So when you wherever you bought that from, did it say basic suit on the tag when it was hanging up? Standard suit. One size fits all.
Here we go.
All right.
Dear Kev, I am in a polyamorous through and through. Back when my husband and I first opened up our relationship, we met this couple that was just like us but shorter. My husband and I are interracial, white man, black woman. And very tall. The woman and I hit it off very well, so we decided to meet up. We all went out a couple of times. Twice we hung out. Twice we all had the butt. Then they ghosted us.
Butt? Mm-hmm. Like they did it to sex?
A group butt sex. Put your butt on my butt. Mm-hmm. What's that? Your hole, my
so
hole?
So they all...
There's all a whole bunch of holes and sweat everywhere.
Okay.
There's balls, butts, boobs,
people
more
do
balls.
That. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's balls or boobs. I don't know. Okay. I like both.
What is that?
Grab something.
Hold something.
Oh, no. This is a salmon. This is dinner. Anyway, a few months later, the guy from the couple hits me up. I'm shocked and confused because I'm dumb. I humor the guy. Apparently, he wants to take me out for a one-on-one date, and the girl of the relationship ain't trying to mess with my husband no more. No, Josh, it's crazy. Long story longer, I end up dating him and his girlfriend. I figured he's arrogant, selfie, and won't really eat coochie. His girlfriend, who's also my girlfriend, now is sweet, caring, thoughtful, everything I love about women, and she eat it up no matter what.
Yeah, okay.
How do you break it off with the guy of the couple and keep dating his wonderful angel of a person? Or do I have to ride it out with zero to keep my hero? P.S. I'm from Louisiana. We're not progressive like that in the South, so I don't have anyone to talk to about that besides my husband. I would argue you are very progressive.
We are very, very progressive.
The whole separate couples is a pretty progressive thing.
Yeah.
I live in California and I just me and Liz. I don't just be like, hey, you guys want to go have
a
barbecue.
Whole thing, man.
Like, little butt, yeah. A butt BQ.
So I'm assuming her dude just must need, he just must, his booty just must stink because he he got kicked out of the whole equation. First off, get your man some soap so he can wash his butt because when it first went down, he just got kicked out initially. So his booty must stink. So that's first. So let's get him washed up. And so now she just wants to deal with the woman and not with the guy?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, this is a doozy. But I would say, okay. I have it. I actually think I'm kind of stumped on this one. I don't know.
Sometimes the questions are so much for a loop, I don't even know what to say. What do you tell someone who's in a committed relationship?
So she's in a committed relationship, so she's not even worried about her main dude. She's worried about breaking it off with her side dude to keep it going with her side girl.
Yes.
You need to buy a mirror and stare at it and find out what is it you're looking for because I don't think anyone else can give it to you. I don't know that anyone can give you what it is you're looking for, but it seems evasive in making you happy.
Yeah.
Because you're not happy in your relationship and I think you might be getting ready to mess theirs up by not being happy with the guy in there. He's going to start feeling all inadequate. He's going to start feeling trash and then you're going to stick with her and then you and her probably go and get a different couple. Then you'll probably end up leaving her for one of the new people in the other couple.
No, it's a lot.
It's a whole lot of things. I think you should just buy a mirror and stare at it until you figure out what you're looking at there.
Listen,
I think there's a lot going on.
The only way they can keep this relationship is by having a strong peen. Yeah. And if you don't have one, Blue Chew can help. Blue Chew, the great folks over there, they sponsor this episode. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Let me tell you what. I'm hoping for a little butt myself tonight. But to be honest, though, I'm a little on the tired side. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, hey, I just need a little me up.
Come
on. I'm like, hey, Lil' Kim. He's like, I don't know if I have it today. Oh, come on. You know, you got the one eye. He's like, I don't know, man. I just been through a lot. It was a long night. Really didn't sleep on the flight. I don't know if I have Blue Chew. Oh, gummy bears. Bears are through. It's like gummy bear juice for your wiener. Okay? Remember gummy bears? They drank the pumpkin. They were strong. Mm-hmm. Do that for your little Peter Piper, okay? Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor office or wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package, no less. They're made in the United States of America, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And best of all, no more awkwardness. Mm-hmm. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DEAR. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code DEAR to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Boom.
Could you ever be in a polyamorous relationship?
Is that where you guys just can date other people?
You can have a fully committed, open relationship with someone else. Whole couple. Let me tell you the truth. Okay. We're not going to answer any more questions. I want to talk about this.
Talk to me.
I'm going to be quite honest, though. I couldn't do it. And not for the reason you think.
Okay.
I'm not secure enough to let someone else have at my wife. My insecurity, I don't have it.
Okay.
I'm too competitive for too many things. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine somebody else being like, all right, Liz, and then closing the door.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can share a lot of things. I don't know that I can share my lady.
You know what's crazy about this? Like, so much of this is societal.
Okay.
Right? Because back in the day, they had wives and concubines. Mm. But I've been raised to be in a committed, monogamous relationship. Mm. And to me, and I'm not even trying to be a player or anything like that, it takes so much energy to please one woman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you could do that with multiple women.
You would be multiply responsible for remembering multiple birthdays, holidays, and then mood swings of a woman, and they could have so many of them.
Love languages.
Love
languages. Personality changes. Like, my wife has changed a lot in our marriage, but specifically in the last year or so, 2 years since we started touring, it's been a lot of change. Like, can you imagine juggling her changes and then like Halle Berry and then you know, Beyonce, whatever, whoever the women,
it'd be a lot.
Just for great sex.
And here's the thing. That's another thing too. Then you got to be like satisfying multiple women.
How? One of the things that makes sex so much better in a committed relationship is you, first of all, you have the connection outside of the bedroom.
Right.
Okay. So you feel close. You love each other. You know their likes, dislikes, things like that. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, in the bedroom, you know your likes and dislikes. There's a trust there. You feel comfortable with one another.
You be taking off your bra. You don't want to take that off in front of multiple women. You just want to take it off in front of one.
Oh, this guy's jumping in. This guy feels confident enough to jump in. But low-key, I have a terrible naked body.
We know. We can see what we can. I mean, our imaginations work.
I didn't need help. I didn't need agreement. It was just me putting myself out there. But I can't imagine showing this to a new woman.
Oh,
and on soft?
Oh.
And I've been swimming on soft after the pool.
Yo, I don't know that I'm.
You have
ever
an innie or an outie? I can't tell. Is that your belly button or your balls?
I figure that I'm starting to realize at 40 years old, I'm still not comfortable with soft dough. I'm just like,
bruh.
Even to this day, and like, you know, Tony is seeing everything. She be like, you know what I'm saying? Like she tried to walk in the other day. I was peeing. I almost like shot through the door. Like, get out of here, yo.
Well, yeah, she ain't never seen you straight up in the light.
Oh, man, I don't like showing it. Oh, man.
She ain't never seen.
Hey, man, I ain't proud of soft dough, man. Yeah. I just ain't proud of it. I'll be like, bruh.
Y'all don't take no showers together?
Well, I get ready and then I'll go in there. I go in there, big dog. Like, yeah, okay.
Not me.
But nah, that's, she be wanting me to sleep naked. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Oh, I'd be balls to the sheet. Man. Go the coolness of sheet on your ball
this
set.
This is crazy. I mean, it's better now, but back at 480, I wouldn't even shower naked. I'm gonna be like, no. Being there with slacks. You kidding me?
Hey, dog, why you putting the coat on? Finna go take a shower real quick. You have a raincoat on. You heard me. I don't want nobody to see me. You're in there. Did I stutter? You want to see your penis? I'll help you find it.
For real, man, it was a whole thing. So I've Missy, come a long way, but I ain't there yet.
No better feeling than supreme comfort.
Yeah.
Because Melissa, whom I love, mm-hmm. I don't have to hide her who I really am. She see me. Yeah. She only got to be like she. Now, the best part, the only penis she's ever seen.
Never even
the
thought.
The only one. She never had no other penis to have and behold. Just this one. Yeah. She don't know if it's big or small. Everything's relative. Nothing to compare to. She's like, seems big enough. It is. It's the biggest. It's the biggest you've ever seen. You don't need to know anything. I love it.
I don't even. It just seems like it would be more of a headache than it would be worth to be in a I don't even know how to say it.
Polyamorous.
Don't that when you got to take a lie detector test? Are you telling the truth? That's to let you know you shouldn't be in a relationship. They use that word to tell if you lying. See, I knew it was something. I knew it was something.
Polynesian sauce. Y'all got two of the Polynesian relationships? Yeah, I got some chicken nuggets I need to get. What's funny? You always think. So first of all, two things. Mm-hmm. One, you always think, oh, more people, more stuff. Mm-hmm. People in the open relationship still be having problems. And two, the man who's the one who usually starts it off, we should mm-hmm. do this. He's the one that usually feels like he shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, I would think so. He probably gonna realize. And then that's plus you got to just, oh, and that's more money. You got to go on more dates. Oh, that's more tips.
And can you imagine your main girl coming back completely satisfied from the other guy? You're like, hey, you want to go for a round? She's like, whoo, after what he did? No. What'd he do?
I don't know that I could even deal with the mental picture of my girl coming in smoking a cigarette like, whoo. I'd be like, you know what? Okay. No more poly thing.
No more polygamy tests.
She coming to talk about her back hurt. It's a whole thing. Like, nah. Can't do it. Sorry.
Oh man, well this has been another episode of Dear Kev, more ridiculous with Doughboy. Yes. Make sure to check me out on tour, kevonstage.com. Mm-hmm. Coming to a city near you. That's pretty much it. Greg, put the funny stuff from the beginning here. See y'all next Friday on YouTube, Facebook, and wherever podcasts are found.
Did you say podcastists?
Yeah.
I was born ready.
Brush your hair later. Alright. Dear Kev with Doughboy and Captain Fredericks. I'm a big boy, Joshua. Are my balls showing?
Oh God.
My balls are always showing, man. I got a big trunk. It's not balls. People don't need to lie about their penis size, bro. People don't be having huge penises.
No.
I'm people.
Yeah, I learned very early in the game that's just not the thing you want to lie about, because they're going to see it.
90% of women don't reach orgasm through penis insertion anyway. Yeah.
90%?
90% of women don't reach orgasm through penis.
Really?
PMG. Because you think about it, their sensors are on the clit. Clit's above the vagina. Vagina's just like, this is the entryway. I mean, it feels good, but
90%?
90%.
So then how are they? Bro. It's always other stuff?
Most of the time, other stuff. You got to directly touch that clitoral hood, the outside of the labia. Ooh. That's why I always make this when I talk about it. There's a whole bunch of street. Up, down, left, right, A-B, A-B, start.
Wow. I did not know 90%. That's 9 out of 10.
You just, yeah, you like that
well,
girl?
Well, I knew I wasn't making every girl do that in my life. Yeah. I knew that, but I didn't know. I thought I had not 90%.
I know you rocking with this.
90%
think
don't
about,
get.
That ain't nothing.
But then what's the motivation to have sex if you're a woman?
I don't know why they do it. They do a lot of stuff for us that has nothing to do with us.
Because they just not getting nothing out of it. Going into it knowing they ain't getting nothing
they're
out of it.
They're sealy in the color purple. They're just acting like they're not. Like, oh, yeah, he thinks he's doing something.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
You ain't seen The Color Purple, you coon. Also, Doughboy hasn't listened to Anita Baker albums either. Josh, put this at the end of the podcast.
Hey, man.
I'm going to make another video right
after. You got a whole different outfit on.
I don't care. Doughboy didn't know about Anita Baker.
I did it. I'm sorry.
He
sodding.
Let me take all the arrows of the black community alone.
I'm sorry. And I didn't listen to Sade as a child either.
Sade.
That's what I said.
You said Sade.
But you're saying Sade?
Yes, that's how it's pronounced.
There's no H in her name.
But it's pronounced Sade. You thought she was dead.
Yeah, you shut up.
You shut up.
Shut your mouth, Josh. Shut up. We heard
God rest her soul. I think we have you clearly on camera.
Everybody was like, wait, God. What?
All right.
Let's do it.